Has Christ rejected or forsaken the organized Seventh-day Adventist Church? Chapter 6. Seventh-day Adventist history is not yet finished. Some say that it is impossible to be loyal both to Jesus Christ and also to the corporate, organized church on earth. But it is impossible to be loyal to Christ and not also be loyal to his bride-to-be whom he loves. I was conducting a meeting where I was upholding confidence that the church will yet respond to Christ's appeal and repent, not because of her goodness or worthiness, but because Christ cannot be denied the full fruitage of his sacrifice. Two young women interjected opposition and proceeded to read extensively from Testimonies, Volume 8, pages 249 to 251, where Ellen White says that the faithful city has become an harlot. The divine presence and glory have departed. Their point was that the corporate church has passed the point of no return. They paused long enough to let me ask a question. Is it possible for a harlot to repent? There was a moment's silence, then came the answer. Yes. I said I agreed, and they said no more. The idea of corporate and denominational repentance does not in the least deny truth or whitewash the prevailing iniquity that Ellen White describes so vividly. It does not deny abounding sin. It insists only on much more abounding grace that makes possible the necessary overcoming. It insists that the honor and glory of the Savior require that he see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied, that he have a corporate, denominated church on earth that at last completely fulfills its ministry to lighten the earth with glory, to bless all families of the earth, with good news that the world itself has never before clearly understood. The devil is determined that this shall never take place. It might be futile to say that Christ is even more determined that it shall take place. What is now important is that it is time that his people on earth, they themselves, determine that it shall take place. That is what is implicit in Revelation 3 verses 20 and 21 and 19:7. No crisis in world history has ever been as severe as the last crisis that will confront the Seventh-day Adventist Church and its leadership. Nothing but the gold tried in the fire, the white raiment, and the eye salve will make a repentant overcoming possible. According to abundant Ellen White testimony, it is entirely possible that some strong and influential leaders may, in the crisis, turn traitor and betray sacred trusts. Bright lights that we have admired for their brilliancy will go out in ignominious darkness. But the point is that the betrayers and traitors will prove to be chaff, which they have been all along, although undiscerned for such. Seven and the process will purify the church, which remains throughout. Satan will work his miracles to deceive. He will set up his power as supreme. The church may appear as about to fall, but it does not fall. It remains, while the sinners in Zion will be sifted out the chaff separated from the precious wheat. This is a terrible ordeal, but nevertheless it must take place.